Welcome to the podcast, and you are joined here by Loopy along with Jocelyn.
Hi, everyone.
And the great DJ GOC down the line. Say what's up to the kind folks.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And you are now listening to the Everyday Nerd Podcast, coming to you now in a video form. So you get to see the pretty Joss.
And I was going to call them Leo. Sorry,
maybe
guys.
Maybe we are Leo. Me and Gio are
bromance.
Leo.
This bromance happening right here.
Leo.
We've got Loopy and we've got the GOC, so yep. I'm just calling them Leo. It's just bromance.
Yes.
And I can even tell you about, yes, so now that, you know, not only with audio, but you could see us, but you can actually see our video format on my YouTube channel, which is Jocelyn RP. I'll be putting it there, as well as on Facebook. You'll get to watch this clip as well on Everyday Nerd Podcast. It is just one word.
Look at that. One whole word. Just remember that, folks.
Now, we make it easy for you guys.
Yes, we did. Now, so this podcast, we're going to talk about, and now we've talked in previous podcasts. Obviously, you know the subject matter we discuss. We're going to talk about the Captain Marvel trailer that just came out. This should be the second one, I believe. And so going into it now, see, this trailer begins by answering that question that the first teaser trailer had. And I believe, Joss, you even asked us the question. It's like, whoa, she's beating up an old lady, okay? But this second trailer that just recently came out kind of gave you a little more insight to why she was beating up the old or punching the old lady. And you kind of saw a little more of their battle in the bus and everything, which was kind of interesting. So we're obviously talking about Captain Marvel here on the Everyday Podcast. And going into that trailer, you know, you just get every time. I don't know what it is with Marvel. Every time they do a trailer,
it's exciting.
Yes, I get fired up. I'm just like, let's do this. You know, why? That's why it's called like a teaser trailer, because it's a big tease. I just want more. It's like, give me more. So going into this trailer, you got a little more of the insight, a little more, you know, for some of the folks that don't know the background of Carol Danvers, right? Is that right? Carol Danvers.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to admit I'm totally new to this, but I could just tell already I'm in love with her character. She seems like a great role model for us females, but this is so new to me, but I'm so excited. So I'm going to lean on Gio with this and Lou to tell me who is exactly Captain Marvel.
Yeah. So going into it, obviously we see a young Nick Fury. You know, look, he had two eyes. We see two eyes. Gio, you want to talk to us about the young Nick Fury that we get to see?
Yeah. When I saw that trailer, man, I was kind of excited, because if you look at Nick Fury in his, well, you know, like you look at Nick Fury, Jesus, I'm at a loss for words. I'm nerding out here. There's a betrayal of him in the recent movies. He's bitter and like mad, and this one he seems like he's more hopeful, like more positive. And I think in one of the clips we kind of see him joking around a little bit. So I think it'll be interesting to kind of, we'll probably see how he lost his eye first of all.
Yeah, I think so. In this one,
we're gonna see him like just possibly what made him into the Nick Fury we know today. You know, because if you remember at the end of the last Avengers movie, he makes a comment, I'm probably completely misquoting here, but talking about having to make a call that he should have done before to Ms. Marvel. So obviously, deep, deep connection between those two characters, and I think we're going to see a lot of what made them connect. Their relationship's going to be interesting. Yeah, I'm excited kind of see Nick Fury, which is, I know it's a Ms. Marvel movie, but Nick Fury is such a pivotal role in all these Marvel movies that it's going to be interesting to see what exactly molds and shapes him to the character we see nowadays.
Well, the thing I know about Nick, from what we totally see, he was the guy, basically, he's the bridge of the whole MCU. I mean, at the end of Iron Man, who's the guy we see? It's Nick Fury. He is the bridge that got this whole deal going. So it's kind of cool to see him. You know, you kind of get to see a little bit of the origins of Nick Fury for some of those who are wondering about this guy. It's like, oh, well, I'm sure folks are wondering, well, how did he lose his eye and things like that? So how did he make his way up through S.H.I.E.L.D.? Which is really interesting. So I like that Nick is in this movie. obviously he's playing a big, you know, I think he's a big supporting character, obviously, in this movie. So going into it, that we see Nick Fury being involved with Captain Marvel. Now, again, we're looking at this movie, and, you know, Joss had an interesting point. She's wondering, Gio, is Carol Danvers a human, or is she Kree? Now, for some of you who are wondering, we just dropped the Kree word.
What is Kree?
Gio?
Who is Kree?
Yeah, so, all right, so obviously you got the Kree and you got the Kree. So there's two alien species, I guess you want to say, that have pretty much always been in war for thousands of years. And for some reason, they're infatuated with Earth, which obviously conflicts with the Avengers and Nick Fury and Miss Marvel. But I think she is human, because she was in the original story, she was part of the Air Force. She was in the United States Air Force. Okay, and she was caught the fight between the Kree and the Skrull. And I think that's how they got her, which kind of brings to the next, well, I don't know, jumping ahead here, but about something, I saw Jude Law. He's in it too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. I wonder if, I know he was the original, he was known as Mar-Vell. So I'm wondering is he going to be in the form of flashbacks before he passes on the mantle, or is it more of like Ms. Marvel learning the powers and just kind of getting into her role, and then getting into the role of what we know as Captain Marvel, excuse me. You know, so I don't know. I'm just like, damn you, Marvel, and your teasers. Show me more. but don't show me more, because I want to see the movies.
Yeah, yeah, I want the whole.
So it's basically two races that have been in thousands of years in conflict of war, and Earth, as always, seems to be caught in the middle of everything. So, yeah, that's going to be very interesting to see how they go with that. Because like I said, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just, you know, with that information and just knowing what the only information that I'm going to go by is what I see on the trailer. And just see, you know, in this trailer, Carol, right? Her first name is Carol.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I know you're going to say Kara.
Yeah. Wrong show.
And but we will get into that later.
Carol. Yes.
Yeah, Carol.
But Carol, I mean, you know, it just shows that she's trying to remember her life, as far as what these memories and flashbacks that are coming back to her. So you see in this trailer, she has like images of herself as a kid falling down, or like when she was in training, and she doesn't, it's like she has amnesia of some sort. So that's kind of like what I get a sense of, that she's trying to put pieces together as far as, you know, what are these memories that keep, you know, coming upon me, and what does this all mean? So that part is like kind of exciting that I see. And then when they bring it together, you know, she starts to see herself, you know, what is that? Is she's kind of laying there, and there's like these beams in her forehead, or you know what I'm talking about? That one scene.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like she's getting brainwashed a little bit.
I don't know. But yeah, it's, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. That's kind of like what I'm kind of taking from Carol, as far as what this movie, as far as, you know, her backstory and origin story.
Yeah. You're listening to the Everyday Podcast, Everyday Nerd Podcast, excuse me. And you're with Lou P, Jocelyn, and DJ GOC. And we're talking about Marvel, Captain Marvel, the trailer, the latest trailer that came out. And about the trailer, we're going to strictly go on the trailer. We can't, you know, let's not start going with the knowledge in comics and things like that. But one guy that did make an appearance if we saw the very first trailer, was Ronan the Executioner. He's in there.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Captain Marvel?
Yes, let's all remember who Ronan was. Do we remember where Ronan was, Jocelyn?
I know, but now I'm like, wait, what?
He was,
what?
Yes.
What just happened?
Yes, Ronan the Executioner was in the very first trailer. He's Kree. Now, remember, if we think back to when, okay, little quick trivia for Joss. I know everybody's yelling it right now. We're strictly doing cinematic universe stuff. Where did we first see Ronan? You got three, two, one. Okay. The first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So, okay. You do recall him saying he's talking about the Kree,
yes,
and the,
yes,
pride.
Yes,
and this.
Yes.
So, obviously, when you see the trailer, the very first trailer of Captain Marvel, it's taking you into the 80s. Come on, she crashes in a Blockbuster Video.
That is
that
true.
That was awesome, by the way.
Yes, yes.
But so you obviously know there's a time period where the Kree were battling, like Gio mentioned, the Kree were battling. They were in a great battle, and are they battling with the Skrulls? Am I correct on that, Gio? Or who are they battling? Kree and the...
Yeah.
Okay, so they're battling
the Kree,
these people.
Oh, yeah.
So Ronan is going to make an appearance in this movie. So we get to see Ronan now as just a quote-unquote Kree soldier or part of this crew now with Captain Marvel. So I find this interesting. Like I said, we're strictly going on cinematic stuff, and we're taking guesses. We don't know. But we just remember Ronan was a pretty bad dude in Guardians of the Galaxy, the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's teaming up with Captain Marvel. You kind of are thinking, well, what's going on here? Is she a good guy, or is she a bad guy, or is she associating with criminals, or is it that whole, depending on the situation, you know, we're going to team up for now, but then when we're done facing this problem, then we're going our separate ways type of thing?
Well, now it's making me wonder, did Guardians of the Galaxy happen before or after Captain Marvel?
It happened after.
Oh, okay.
It happened after. Huh. See, so Ronan was... So obviously Ronan ran into Thanos after this event.
Oh, okay.
See, so we're making bold predictions on this movie, and obviously we're gonna shoot with one of these already. One of my hot takes on this: we're obviously gonna see Thanos in this movie. I have a feeling we will see him. Whether or not we physically see him, he's definitely gonna be mentioned. And whether or not there's an actual conflict with him or a battle with him, mm-hmm. we don't know. But see, you know, well, Marvel's not telling us. You know, well, the cinematic version is not telling us. They're not giving us so much. You know, that part we'll talk about in our next podcast. Will lead us to our next podcast. But as far as this movie goes, I have a feeling there's going to be mention of Thanos, if not an appearance by Thanos, because Ronan, we do see, is associated with Thanos in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Huh. Yeah.
Your thoughts, Gio? I just stumped her.
I'm trying to piece it all together now. I don't know. Gio.
I think it's going to be as much of a story for Captain Marvel as it is for Ronan, mm-hmm. because he was hired by Thanos to hunt down some of the stones, and he was a rogue. He separated, went rogue. So I think this is kind of obviously it's a prequel, and you'll kind of see as well what led Ronan to branch off and be independent or rogue or whatever. And I think towards probably the end, that's when he's going to be introduced to Thanos, and he's going to be like, hey, you're my guy, I'm going to hire you. So that's kind of how they'll kind of intertwine everything, especially with the Avengers, the last Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be as much of a story about Captain Marvel as it is for Ronan.
If you think back to Guardians of the Galaxy, when the very first scene you see the Nova Corps, and they're talking to the screen to somebody who was with the Kree, right? If I'm correct on that, and they were talking about Ronan, how you need to handle this situation, and the Kree were saying, no, look, he's not with us anymore, you know. So that's interesting, and I really think this movie kind of will lead into why we see Ronan turn the way he did. And I think Gio's onto something, what he's talking about, how we'll see him hook up with Thanos later on. So I honestly think we will, if not, you know, hear his name, we're definitely going to hear his name. Whether or not he actually makes his appearance, we don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think, I don't know, I feel like Captain Marvel is going to be, I really hope that it doesn't get too busy where you kind of lose track of everything. But I think, because it's obviously that Captain Marvel is going to play a big role in the next Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to try to tie everything into with her, this particular movie, to kind of make the MCU timeline make sense overall. I think she is going to be like a key component for everything.
I think so too. And then what I was thinking about just with Ms. Marvel, what I see in the trailer, I mean, her powers looks extraordinary. And I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, I get excited. I got so super excited when she just glows and all of a sudden she's got this immense power that just comes out of her. And her suit is awesome. Yeah. I just love her suit. But I also liked how in that one particular scene in that trailer, it's like, I don't get it. It's like she's wearing a green suit?
To start, yeah.
And then she goes into that red, white, and blue one, but mm-hmm. her hair is like up like a mohawk, and then it comes down, and I don't know. I'm just so excited. I want to see her battle. I want to see all this power come out of her.
Definitely, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the green suit might be when she's with the Krull.
Yeah.
Before she becomes Captain Marvel, and then mm-hmm. she hooks up with Nick Fury, and then she gets the suit.
And then,
you know what? Which is, I'm sorry. It's going to be funny because I think, what if Coulson designed it just like he designed the Captain America suit? That'd be funny.
Yeah, exactly. That, because we were hearing how he was helping with the design of the suit, right? When he came back for Avengers. Remember that when he was talking about, I was part of the design. Remember that? When he was so geeking over being in the same plane as Captain America.
Yes, I remember that. He had his own card.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that. I definitely remember that. One thing I also want, I'm looking forward to, is the fact that through all this battle, and then what I want to see is between the arrangements she had with Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Nick Fury, you know, how is it then she became in hiding? You know, how is it that, you know, through all these other stuff that's been happening that with the Avengers, you know, with that first invasion that happened, how come she wasn't involved? You know, category... You know, is she needed? And so what arrangement was that? I mean, was it based on her preference to just, you know, maybe she wanted to hide from all this? But maybe because, I mean, when you look, you know, she's got like a 1980s pager. So, he got a hold of her. So that's my question, is like, why was she in hiding this whole time? And was it her choice?
That's a good one. When Nick was assembling the Avengers, why didn't he bust out with Captain Marvel? Why did he have to wait for the God of Thunder to show up? Because according to, again, we're just following Marvel cinematic universe here. It was because of the discovery of Thor's hammer that he started being concerned that there were outside forces that he needed to build up a team. And you figure back then, that would have been a perfect time to bring her.
But why?
So I guess we'll get our questions answered here.
Yeah.
Well, if not this movie,
maybe she's the big guns.
Yeah, she. Well, obviously she is, because obviously, like what we talked about at the end of Infinity War, who is Nick paging?
Right.
And we saw the logo. It just happens to be that nice logo that she's sporting on that suit that you love so much now.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I'm just thinking, that's, you pose a great question, and that's something maybe the cinematic guys are going to, they have to cover it. They have to, because somebody's going to ask, why didn't you break her out when this army came into New York?
Exactly.
You know, this invading army, which again is associated with, it's Thanos, it's associated with these guys. Why didn't they break her out then? That is an excellent question,
and
Jocelyn.
It kind of reminds me, remember how with the last Avengers, within Infinity War, when Scarlet Witch was up in the tower, and then what's her name, the one who's the general for Black Panther and Black Widow, you know, she comes out and she's like, why is she, and then that general says, why has she been up there this whole time? Why has she been up there? We needed her.
See, so
I kind of see, like, where's she been this whole time?
That's an excellent point. And the folks that are listening to us right now and watching us, maybe you guys have theories. That'd be great. Just obviously write it in the comments what you think, why Captain Marvel hasn't been around for these big devastating events that have happened in the Earth. So with that being said, you know, on a side note, Jill, you talk, and Jocelyn mentioned it with the suit and her hair short and it turns blonde and spiky. Doesn't that kind of remind you of, I don't know, when a guy goes Super Saiyan? It's a Dragon Ball Z reference.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Okay. I just had to throw it out there. I know folks over there are like, be quiet. All right. I just had to throw it out there, folks. And me and Gio got a kick out of that. But you guys do pose an interesting thing, that one, we see her in the green outfit. Then the next, we see her in the red, blue, and yellow with her logo. So I'm just going to take a guess and just say that the one in the green will be like the past sequences and kind of her in train, or it's a Cree thing also, I believe, and I think people are writing it right now in the comment section. I believe it's a Cree, you know, since she was battling with the Cree, it's like the armor that they wear type of thing. And then the, obviously the costume that we get to see her, you know, the red one, I think that's something that came afterwards. And S.H.I.E.L.D. was involved, maybe Coulson again, who knows. But that's what I'm thinking is happening here with the two costumes, which is interesting. But yeah, looking at this movie, it's, to me, it's awesome because the fact that, again, we always talk about strong female characters, and now we are basically going to get the one character who's going to save the Marvel Universe.
Maybe you think she's going to save Iron Man?
Yeah, hey, it could be any of these guys. She is going to be a definite key, and on our next podcast, we're going to discuss some things, but... You know, that's why I'm really looking forward to this movie. You know, we get a bit of the origins, get a little bit, and then it sets up perfectly. And, you know, we talked about DC and whatnot, but Marvel has definitely done it right with its phases, how they get to this one, to this one, to this one. They establish their characters, and then they have them join the big group team-up movie. So that's really a good thing, so...
And I also want to make mention that, you know, Ms. Marvel is coming out in March, right? So we're going to have so much hype with the fact that it's coming out in March with this movie. And then 1 month later in April, then we're going to have Endgame. I don't know, Lou and Gio, I don't know if you guys can handle it, but 2 months of this, what's going to happen when it's all over? I don't know. But I mean, it's just March, then April, then boom, it's like, oh my gosh, we're going to have endless things to talk
Is there
about.
Another Marvel movie? Is there a third Marvel movie coming out in the summer? Or
I don't know.
Spider-Man, baby. Spider-Man.
So is it? I was just going to ask, is it Spider-Man that's coming out next year also?
Yep.
Okay.
After the Avengers.
In the summer then, right? That would be the July movie then, right?
I don't know the day off the top of my head, but yeah, I believe so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Joss knows, they're these guys are set for the next 10 years. they got storylines set for the, and you know what's interesting about all this that we're saying, you know, we are literally going to be throwing money at Disney. You know, that's just great.
You bring that up.
I have to.
If you've been listening to our other Marvel podcast, Lou brings that up.
It's crazy.
Every single time.
It's a $1 billion company.
So I'm going to have to put a picture of Mickey Mouse and Marvel together again.
I didn't say meh. I said B. $1 billion company. And yes, I'm saying, please take my money. And Gio's doing the same thing too down the line. I know he is. It's like, where do you want me to send my check? It's already sent. It's I should do a direct deposit to Disney. Because anything they put out, it's quality, and then I'm going to watch it. And you know what's great about it? Here, you guys are going to love this. If it sucks, I'm still going to give them the money. God. Oh, I just have to do my Disney rant. You know I always have to do that.
All I got to say is, as far as subbing Iron Man 3, that was my, like, oh, come on, Marvel. But you know, I still saw it. So.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, just on a side note on that, I've kind of warmed up to it now. I've warmed up to it, seen it enough that I'm, all right. I've kind of warmed up to it. But, yeah, it wasn't exactly one of the better ones, in our opinion. But with that being said, shall we talk more about this one then?
Okay.
Should we lead right into it? So... We just talked about, you're listening to the Everyday Nerd Podcast. I'm Lou P, along with Jocelyn and DJ GOC down the line here. And now we're going to talk about, obviously, Captain Marvel leads into the trailer that just came out this week. Everybody was anticipating. Everybody was trying. And you know the great thing about this, Joss, you know, you're doing every little research on trying to get what the title of the movie is and this and that. And I read where... they had to release the trailer this week because the comic stores were going to get the poster.
Oh.
So what good is it of having the poster and the title there?
Right.
And then it's like, oh, well, we already know what it's called. But I'm sure a lot of people anticipated what it was called. Obviously, we're talking about Avengers Endgame. So, obviously, we all have a take on this trailer that we saw. And just looking at it, you know, for first thing, you know, for me, when I look at these Avengers trailers, I got to be honest, I have to take it in first before I analyze it. You know, just, you know, do the thing. And then, you know, when I'm done with that, then I'll rewatch it, right? So,
yeah.
It's interesting how we get to see, you know, it starts off, obviously, with Tony Stark. And, you know, he's coming home. And you start remembering what happened in the previous movie. Because, honestly, for a second there, guys, I'm like, wait a minute, why is he by himself? And then I go, oh, wait. That's right.
And that's why I had mentioned, you know, he's actually doing a video of himself saying, you know, if you see this video, then you know that this is part of the journey. And part of the journey is the end. I was already going to start crying when I saw that piece.
It's like,
and you know, also what I want to make mention, you know, I read an article that is kind of bringing back to Iron Man kind of full circle. And I don't know if you've read that article where in the first Iron Man, you know, and with this scene in particular, both Tonys, they are both, you know, one was the first one, he was in a cave, and this one now he's, you know, in space. They don't have resources. They feel like it's at the very end. And they're supposedly both with bald people. So in the first one, there was that bald, I don't want to say physician. He's the engineer or something. Helped him with the suit. And then in the second one, he's with Nebula.
Yeah. Right? She's with Nebula. Yeah, she's bald.
But, you know, there's kind of similarities with that. So, you know, with that first scene, he's talking about, you know, they've already run out of food and water. And they're going to be losing oxygen the next day. So they're definitely now in dire circumstances, and he's already saying his goodbyes. So my thoughts are like, okay, who's going to help? Who's going to save him? And who's going to fly up there? Could it be Ms. Marvel, or could it be Pepper Potts in that suit? I don't know.
Interesting takes. Gio?
I want to go with Pepper Potts.
Really?
Because they've already leaked a picture of Gwyneth Paltrow. And a suit that looks just like the rescue.
Rescue
armor. So, but this is kind of where I kind of feel weird about it. Because I know the rescue suit or armor, whatever, is part of the Marvel universe as far as Tony Stark and Iron Man. But I was really not feeling Pepper Potts in Iron Man 3 when she came out all superhero-ish towards the end. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on? So I really hope they don't screw that up with her, because I did not really feel it. She's like, hey, now I'm rescuing you. And I was like, oh, bleh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got to admit on that one. I mean, they totally kind of...
Well, wouldn't they need a pilot instead of her in that suit? Well,
oh, wouldn't that be like, they need a pilot? Oh, didn't that roadie guy know how to fly?
Wait, didn't he evaporate?
Ooh, that's
no,
right.
No, he didn't. Did
wait,
he?
No, wait. You are right. These guys are gone. I keep forgetting these guys are all 50% gone.
50% of the population has been wiped.
I keep forgetting that. See, that's why when the trailer first started, I go, where are the other two guys? And I realize, right. Oh, hello, they're gone.
The so. Only people who they showed, and which I had noted, was that it's the original Avengers.
We talked
Iron
about
Man,
that.
Iron Man, Captain America, Bruce Banner, Thor, Scarlett Johansson, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Hawkeye, who was missing. But those are the only ones that they showed in this trailer.
Yes.
So
and
who's gonna help Tony?
Tony Stark? Well, I guess we'll figure something out with that. And so leaving that in mind, we'll keep us guessing. I'm with Gio a little bit on the fact that if it's Pepper Potts, she better have a lot of help. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. She better have, like, a lot of help. Because it can't, if it's just her, I'm going to be like, okay, you haven't sold me that she's this and that, you know. So, but interesting that you brought something up. So, we've talked about this at the end of our Infinity War podcast, that how we noticed it was the original crew.
Yes.
Okay, now, when I say original crew, you mentioned Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow. God, wow.
My Halloween
Scarlet.
Costume. Yeah. Black Widow.
Black Widow and Thor, Hulk, and you said Hawkeye. Now, this is where I'm going to lean on Gio. We see Clint Barnes in this trailer, but I could swear he looked like a ninja and he had swords. Can you explain to me who we are actually seeing then, Gio?
It's his character called Ronan, which is really interesting because, and if you all look at the trailer when, because they introduce or reintroduce Hawkeye or whatever, when he says something about losing friends and family. So I think Hawkeye loses his family during the snap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because remember, he retired, and that's what brings him out. So Ronan in the comics kind of been like a lone character. I mean, he isn't the first person to don this suit or the character of Ronan. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's going to bring him out. It's like, my family's gone. And he was dumb, but now he's got to come back. He's got to come back. So that'll be kind of cool. So it's like, oh, okay. We'll see where that goes. Because he is kind of like his own character in the Marvel Universe. So I'm kind of excited for that.
Let me ask you guys this. Now, just from the trailer, looking at him as Ronan and him as I was going to say Green Arrow. As Hawkeye, excuse me. Yeah, geez, you know what's in my head. Don't you think now he looks like a bad MF-er now?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Compared to him as Hawkeye?
The only way you can get that type of intensity and that type of cold-blooded look is if you have suffered great loss.
And, yeah, we're all thinking it's from the snap. We're all thinking
I'm scared of him, but, I want to see. I mean, because then he'll have what? He'll have arrow action, and then he'll have sword action.
Yeah, see, so he's like a complete guy now. So, well, I'm really looking forward to seeing him now. See, honestly, when it came to Hawkeye, I was like, okay, yeah, I know you're one of the old school guys and stuff, but but seeing this new character, I said, "Woo, I like how this guy looks." Now, obviously, when we look at, from the trailer, we noticed that I'm kind of a little disappointed that Steve Rogers shaved his beard.
Yeah.
And cut his hair.
Well, hold on. I got a theory about that.
Okay. Let's go. Before you get to the theory, remember in Infinity War how him and Thor kind of poke fun at each other. He goes, you grew the beard.
Grew out
the hair. Yeah. I kind of like that between those two, but go ahead, Gio.
Okay, so I'm hopefully I'm not jumping around here, but it kind of goes to the whole, because they have the Ant-Man character. He's back, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, this is going to be weird, man, but I think that's going to be a major role, because if he's got that locket with, what was her name from?
Peggy? World War II. Is her name Peggy?
Yeah, Peggy.
Yeah, that's right. He did break out that locket with Peggy in it.
Yeah. So it's like, how do we know we're seeing Captain America currently or not? A time jump going back.
You know what? Got the brain thinking here, and possibly, could possibly be, just, I'm throwing it out here. Hot take time. That maybe this is the dimension. Maybe Steve Rogers goes to a different dimension, perhaps, maybe when it comes to Peggy. Who knows? I'm just throwing it out there, just because my theory is him and the Red Skull somehow get together. I know he's where the Soul Stone was, but somehow him and the Red Skull kind of battle, and they, obviously I'm getting this out of a comic, but somehow they end up in a different dimension. So, we all are anticipating this being the last time we see, not Captain America, Steve Rogers.
Right.
So, with that being said, I like Gio's kind of bringing up something on that maybe that isn't him or in modern time or in this dimension or, I like that theory on that. So, with that being said, we see the characters and, we kind of see them look like they got their butts kicked and everything. I mean, come on.
They all look depressed. I mean, with this trailer, it was pretty much
from the movie. I like right. it. It was set up just was, how you
and,
felt.
And that's all they focused on. They kind of just focused on, you know, like the team has lost.
Yes.
The air of the defeat. And mm-hmm. during this movie, you heard Black Widow kind of give the summary narration
yeah.
of what has occurred in, as far as all the loss. So, you know, you see Thor and Bruce Banner. They're just, you know, they're actually everyone's crying. Those our heroes are crying. You see them in tears. Yeah. And then with Bruce uh-huh. Banner, he sees the different images of all the other Avengers that they've lost.
Uh-huh. And with that being said, with all the other images, so we're, you knew we were going to talk about this. You saw the trailer from beginning to end, right? So what's great about this is you see Bruce, and it was funny because I have a friend who has not seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet.
Okay.
Saw the trailer oh. and was wondering, hey, how come Ant-Man was part of the dead guys, yet he shows up at the end of this trailer?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's dead guys. I
or just missing. People oh, that they okay. considered missing.
Missing.
Because Shuri's also in that.
Yeah, see, so, what's yeah, he mentioned that. And what's great about the trailer is we do see him. We do see yeah. Ant-Man yeah. at the trailer. And it's great because you see Steve Rogers' reaction. Like, wait, is this real? Is this happening
right,
now?
Right.
You know, and you can tell he's, hey, you know, it's me.
Hey, remember me? We battled at the airport.
Yeah, you know, it's great. He's just on. So obviously we know he gets out. It's
oh,
obviously
that's true. He does get out. We don't know how.
We don't know how.
But he's out of his van.
He gets out.
Here's the other thing too. If you notice, when he says, "Hey, I met you a few years ago."
Oh,
years. So how much time has passed since
that? You know what? I didn't know. Yeah. That could. You know what? That could be interesting. How. What we're talking about here isn't like it just happened. Like, let's take it to the end of Infinity War. And maybe what we're watching isn't like the next week. Maybe we're watching is a year or some time has passed.
I don't know, because I'm thinking like when Thanos did the snap and then at the end of Ant-Man, you know, we see the other three characters. They all dissipated at the same time with everybody. So then there has been some time as far as like, well, and then Scott was like, hello, anybody there? Anybody there? So, you know, I don't know. Maybe he did come out and maybe this is like a week later. I don't know if time has fully passed because I'm just thinking about how they all dissolved at the same time.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, though, the time theory in all this, that some time has passed. That's why we're seeing a different looking Cap. That's why we're seeing... And yeah, by him saying we fought years ago, that's interesting. Gio pointed that out. I didn't catch that we fought years ago at the airport. So that's kind of a
couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. So I'm thinking.
Talk about first impressions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course they did. It's now again we're doing a guessing game. And here's the thing: we should all point out here. Okay, now we saw the scene where Hulk himself in the trailer, the original trailer, was battling in Wakanda. If you look at the original trailer, Hulk, not the Hulk, we saw the Hulk Buster fly in, but we see Hulk battling in Wakanda. Obviously, when you see the movie, no, he didn't. See,
right,
so
right.
That's why. So this stuff that, you know what Marvel could be doing too? They're feeding us, oh, yeah, this is what's going on. It's the magician thing. Look at my hand. Look at my hand. But this is what's really going on. See, so, of course, we're speculating on what we saw. But we could be seeing something that they want us to think is going on. Like, you know, for all of us people that are speculating, that are doing podcasts like this, that are giving their thoughts about the trailer, all the comic geek fans out there, all the Marvel fans out there, they're giving us, okay, we want you to think this when really something else is going on. That's what I'm going to come out of this saying, that you have to look one way and then they're really going to give you something else.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're going to spoil. Yeah. The Russo brothers are not going
to
spoil.
Oh, no. Definitely. And I don't want them to.
Yeah.
I don't want them to.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want them to.
I wonder if it's going to be 2 hours.
Oh, I heard it's like three.
Really? Oh, I'm just bringing my pajamas. I don't care.
No. So you know, that's what the large cup of sodas for.
Yes, and the lounge chairs and everything. But also, you know, when you see that trailer, you saw Thanos, like his battle suit. It's like a scarecrow. Is he still in the Philippines?
Oh, yeah, he's in the Philippines. Gio, you do know Thanos is chilling in the Philippines, right?
He's in the rice field.
He's in the rice terraces in the Philippines. You do know that, right, Gio?
You did see him.
I did kind of geek out at that scene, though, because that was a total head nod to the Infinity Gauntlet.
Exactly.
That was cool.
In the early 90s.
That was cool. So, yeah, I'm kind of I like the fact that they took the title Endgame, and it just from that straight quote from Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
It says, we're in the Endgame now. And I've always been wondering, what does that mean? What does that mean? And so this is so exciting.
So when we get closer to the movie, we'll obviously do another podcast. I'm sure they'll release another trailer. We'll do another podcast speculating more, and then we'll get more in depth in the movies. And we'll get more in depth, obviously, with Captain Marvel. I'm sure they'll release a third one. We'll get more thoughts on that. So any final thoughts on this, Joss?
I don't know what to say. I'm just so excited. I just love that little tease. It's like a little nugget to get us through the next couple months. But I mean, April's going to be here before you know it. March is going to be here before you know it. So I'm just ready. I'm just so ready, but it's definitely something to look forward to. I'm really curious to even see how we're going to get all those other characters back. So it's going to be just an exciting ride. It's just going to be so epic. That's all I could say.
Gio?
I'm juiced, man. It's just like, everything's kind of like, I know The Last Avengers, it's up to this point, but like, no, this is like the definitive, like, whole shebang, put everything together, 10 plus years of,
exactly.
of planning, you know, put together. And it's exciting, but it's also sad, like, oh man, okay, what's after this? You know what I mean?
That's true.
What's going to happen? That's what I'm saying, yeah. What's the next 10 years going to be about?
So I'm excited, and I'm coming in with just no expectations. So I'm just can't wait for it to come out and learn more details about it.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting about all this is obviously the passing of Stan Lee. And I'm thinking they didn't mention how
he had a cameo. They
filmed a bunch of cameos of him before he passed away for the next like few movies. They filmed a bunch of cameos of him. So it'd be great to see him. It'd be excellent to see him in these movies. Yeah. And my final thoughts just after watching the trailer and just both of these trailers is, well, I'm going to start eating healthy, start going to the gym, working out, because I need to be around to see this stuff. I mean, this is just incredible. I mean, the stuff that they're breaking out in 2019, this is definitely bucket list stuff. So, you know,
I like it, man. You're like, I'm going to get in shape, not for my wife.
It has nothing to do with my wife, my potential, you know, getting a family and things like that. And my future. No. It's about these movies.
You're
going
to jump into the screen and help them.
Exactly. Okay. With that being said, he's DJ GOC. I'm Lou P. And Joss, for the final plugs.
JOC.
Give us the plugs again.
Okay. So, you know what? You can find all of us. You can find all of us on Facebook. We are Everyday Nerd Podcast, one word. And we'll be putting our video clip and our audio into that link. And, you know, we have some trivia there. And then also, you can find this video on my YouTube channel, which is Jocelyn RP, and I have a segment there as well. So please come and follow us.
Thank you for listening.